This is the Sakar Muli of 12th of May 2025. Essence. Sweet children, whilst running your business, etc., constantly remember your godly student life and this study. Stay in the intoxication that God Himself is teaching you. Question. What are the signs of the children who know how to digest the nectar of this knowledge? Answer. They constantly have spiritual intoxication. On the basis of that intoxication, they continue to benefit everyone. They don't like doing anything apart from benefiting everyone. They remain busy in doing the service of changing thorns into flowers. Om Shanti. You children are now sitting here, and you know that you are actors. You have completed the cycle of 84 births. You children should have this awareness. You know that Baba has come to enable you to claim the kingdom once again and to change you from Tamopradhan to Satopradhan. No one apart from the Father can explain these things. You are sitting here as though in a school. When you are outside, you are no longer in this school. You know that this is the highest on high spiritual school. The spiritual Father sits here and teaches you. You children should remember your studies. This one is a child too. It is the Father who teaches him and all of you children. He is the Father of all human souls. He comes and takes this body on loan in order to explain to you. He explains to you every day. While you are sitting here, your intellect should be aware that you have taken 84 births. You were the masters of the world. You were deities. Having taken rebirth, you have fallen to the ground. Bharat was so solvent. You are now aware of all of this. The whole story is of Bharat and also of all of you. Do not forget yourselves. We used to rule in heaven and we had to take 84 births. You have to keep this in your awareness throughout the day. While running your businesses, you should remember the study, how you were the masters of the world, and how you then continued to come down. This is very easy, but no one is able to remember it. Remembrance slips away because souls are impure. The awareness that God is teaching you slips away. We are Baba's students. Baba continually says, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. The Father is teaching us and making us into those. Let there be this awareness throughout the day. Only the Father reminds you that this place was Bharat. We were deities and have now become devils. Previously, your intellects were also devilish. The Father has now given you godly intellects. In spite of that, this doesn't remain in the intellects of some of you. They forget. The Father gives you so much intoxication. You are once again becoming those deities. Therefore, there should be this intoxication. We are claiming our kingdom. We will rule our kingdom. Some of you have no intoxication at all. You are unable to digest the nectar of this knowledge. Those who do have this intoxication would not consider it right to talk of anything except things that benefit others. They remain busy in serving to make others into flowers, Previously we were flowers, and then Maya made us into thorns. We are now becoming flowers once again. Talk to yourselves in this way. When you explain to others with this intoxication, the arrow will strike the target very quickly. Bharat was the garden of Allah. It has now become impure. We were the masters of the whole world. This is such a great thing. However, just look at what we have now become. We have fallen so much. This play is about our rise and fall. The father sits here and tells us this story. Other stories are false, whereas this is the true one. Those people relate the story of the true Narayan, but they do not understand how they ascended or how they descended. The father has now told you the story of the true Narayan, of how you lost the kingdom. It all depended on you. You souls now know how you are claiming the kingdom from the father. When the father asks you here if you have this intoxication, you say yes, but as soon as you go outside, there is no intoxication at all. You children can understand for yourselves that although you raise your hands, your activity is such that there cannot be this intoxication. You can feel this for yourselves. The father reminds you, children. He says, children, I gave you the kingdom. You then lost it. You have been coming down. This play is about your rise and fall. Today someone is a king, and tomorrow he will be dethroned. There are many such stories in the newspapers. If you were to respond to those, people would be able to understand something. Even if you remember that this is a play, you can have constant happiness. It is in your intellects that Shiv Baba came 5,000 years before today. He came and taught us Raja Yoga, and then there was that war. The father tells you all of these right things. This is the most elevated confluence age. After the Iron Age, there is this most elevated age. The Iron Age wouldn't be called the most elevated age. Even the Golden Age wouldn't be called that. The devilish community and the divine community are mentioned. This confluence age is the age in between them, when the old world is made new. It takes the whole cycle for it to change from new to old. It is now the confluence age. In the Golden Age, it was the kingdom of deities. They no longer exist, but many other religions have now come. This remains in your intellects. There are many who study for 6 to 8 months or even 12 months and then fall. They fail. Although they become pure, they do not study and so they become trapped. Purity by itself is of no use. There are also many sannyasis who have renounced their sannyas religion of renunciation. They get married and become householders. Therefore, the father now explains to you children, you are sitting in a school, how you lost your kingdom and how many births you took are in your awareness. The father once again says, become the masters of the world. You definitely do have to become pure. The more you remember Baba, the purer you will become. How else would the alloy that is mixed with the gold be removed? It is in the intellects of you children that you souls were Sato Pradhan. you were 24-carat gold. You then continued to come down until this is what your state has become. What have you become? The Father doesn't say what you have become, but you human beings say that you were deities. There is the praise of Bharat. Who is the one who enters Bharat, and what knowledge does he give when he comes? No one knows this. One should at least know when the liberator comes. Bharat is said to be a most ancient land, and so his reincarnation must surely take place in Bharat, which means that his birthday is also celebrated here. The Father definitely comes here. The lucky chariot is also spoken of. Therefore, he must have entered a human body. They have portrayed a horse chariot for this. There is so much difference. They have shown Sri Krishna in the chariot. No one knows about me. You now understand that Baba came into this chariot. This one is called the lucky chariot. Brahma becomes Vishnu. This is shown clearly in this picture. Shiva is shown above the Trimurti. Who gave Shiva's introduction? Baba had this created. You now understand that Baba entered the chariot of Brahma. Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. It is also explained to you children how Vishnu becomes Brahma after 84 births, and how Brahma becomes Vishnu within a second. This is a wonderful aspect for your intellects to imbibe. First of all, you have to give the Father's introduction. Bharat used to be heaven. Therefore, heavenly God, the Father, must surely have created heaven. This picture is first class. You should be interested in explaining this to others. The Father has this interest. You also explain in this way at the centers. Here the Father is now directly in front of you. The Father sits here and explains to you souls. There is definitely a difference between the explanation given by you souls and the explanation given by the Father. Therefore, you come here to listen personally to Baba. The Father says again and again, "Child, child." There isn't as much impact from brothers as there is from the Father. Here you sit personally in front of the Father. You souls meet the Supreme Soul, and so this is called a mela, meeting. When the Father explains personally, the intoxication rises very high. You think, since the unlimited Father is explaining, why should I not listen to him? The Father says, I sent you to heaven. Then, whilst taking 84 births, you became impure. So will you not become pure once again? Baba says this to you souls. Some of you understand this and say, Baba is telling the truth. Some instantly say, Baba, why would I not become pure? The Father says, remember me, and your sins will be cut away, and you will become real gold. I am the purifier Father of everyone. Therefore, there is so much difference between the explanation given by souls and the explanation given by the Father. For instance, when a new person comes, if he is a flower and belongs here, he will be touched and say, this is right. If he doesn't belong here, he won't understand anything therefore also explain to others. The Father is telling us souls to become pure. People go to bathe in the Ganges in order to become pure. They also adopt gurus. However, only the Father is the purifier. The Father tells you, souls, you have become very impure. This is why you souls remember me and ask me to come and purify you. The Father says, I come every cycle. I tell you, children, to become pure in this last birth. This kingdom of Ravan has to be destroyed. The main thing is to become pure. There is no poison in heaven. Explain to anyone who comes that the Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, the Father, and you will become pure. The alloy within you will be removed. You remember the word Manman above, do you not? The Father is incorporeal, and we souls are also incorporeal. Just as we listen with our bodies, in the same way the Father explains to us by entering a body. How else could he say, constantly remember me alone, renounce all the relationships of bodies? He definitely comes here and enters Brahma. Prajapita now exists in a practical form, and the Father speaks to us through him. We only listen to the unlimited Father. He says, become pure. Renounce becoming impure. Renounce the arrogance of those old bodies. Remember me, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination, and you will become Lakshmi or Narayan. The main defect that diverts you from the Father is that of thinking about others, of listening to and speaking of evil things. The Father's direction is, do not listen to evil things. You children should not be involved in the business of telling stories about one person to another, and then that one's stories to the first one. Renounce gossiping. At present, the intellect of everyone in the world has no love for the Father. To speak of anything other than the things of Rama is just gossip. The Father now says, renounce gossiping. Tell all souls, O Sitas, all of you must now have yoga with the one Rama. You are messengers. Give everyone the Father's message, in which he says, remember me. That's all. Apart from this one aspect, everything else is just gossip. The Father tells all you children, renounce gossiping. Make all the Sitas connect their intellects in yoga with the one Rama. This is your only business. Simply continue to give this message. The Father has come, and he says that we now have to go to the Golden Age. We now have to leave this Iron Age. You have been sent into exile. You are sitting in a jungle. A forest is also called a jungle. When a Kumari is about to get married, she sits in exile, and she then goes to a mansion. You are also sitting in a jungle. You now have to go to your in-laws' home. You have to leave your old bodies here. Continue to remember the one Father. Those who have loving intellects at the time of destruction will go into a mansion, whereas those whose intellects have no love will go into a forest. Their residence will be in a jungle. The Father explains to you children in many different ways. You forgot the Father who gave you your unlimited kingdom, and you went into a jungle. There are the residences of a jungle and a garden. The Father is also called the Master of the Garden. At least this should enter someone's intellect. Our kingdom was in Bharat, but it no longer exists. At present our residence is this jungle. We are to go into that garden. While you are sitting here, your intellects are aware that you are receiving your kingdom from the unlimited Father. The Father says, "Have love for me," but you still forget me. The Father complains, "For how much longer will you continue to forget me? How will you be able to go to the golden age?" Each of you should ask yourself, "For how long do I remember Baba?" It is as though we are sitting in the fire of yoga, through which our sins are being absolved. Your intellects must have love for the One Father. He is your first class beloved, and he is making you first class too. There is such a difference between travelling in a third class carriage like goats and travelling in an air-conditioned carriage. Churn the ocean of knowledge about all of these things, and you will enjoy yourselves. This Baba says, "I too have to beat my head a great deal in order to remember Baba." These thoughts continue to come throughout the day. This is the effort that you children too have to make, Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Do not speak about anything other than the things of Rama, God, to anyone. Renounce gossiping and telling stories of someone to one another and thinking about others. 2. Have love for the One Father alone. Renounce the arrogance of your old body and make yourself pure by having remembrance of the Father. Blessing. May you be a world transformer and use your power to accommodate, to make anything wrong right. Do not make any mistakes yourself when you see the mistakes of others. Even if someone else has made a mistake, you must remain right. Do not be influenced by their wrong act. Those who are influenced become careless. Each one of you must simply take the responsibility of remaining constantly on the right path. Even when someone does something wrong, use your power to accommodate at that time. Instead of noting down the mistakes of others, give them a note of cooperation, that is, fill them with your cooperation, and the task of world transformation will easily be accomplished. Slogan. In order to be a constant yogi, transform any limited I or mine into an unlimited one. Aviat signal. Imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. According to the present time, you are coming close to your angelic stage and the stage of being equal to the Father. According to that, the definition of purity is becoming extremely subtle. Simply to be celibate is not purity. Together with celibacy, brahmacharya, become brahmachari, followers of Brahma, and place every step of yours in Father Brahma's footsteps, in the form of every action. Om Shanti.